Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Maxwell moves to second. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Conley. Martin moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Ward reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Cunningham goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Chet Nichols now pitching. Cam Carrion pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 5-0. White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressude. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Hansen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Buzzard reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buzzard moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buzzard scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Malzone moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.